We're doing the Netivot Shalom on Parashat Vayishlach, and our subject is three terms of love. The Medrash says, Reish Lakish says in the Medrash, Begimel Lashonot Shel Chiba, with three terms of love, Chibev HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael, God loved Israel, Bidvika, with connection, sticking to, Bechashika, with desire, Bechafitza, it's also another word for desire. Bidvika v'atem advikim Hashem Elokechem. See, one verse says, "You who have clung, you have connected to Hashem." Bechashika lo murbchem kolamim chashak Hashem b'chem. It says God desired us. Bechafitza kitiu atem eretz chayfetz. God says you're going to be the desired territory. Two terms for desire. V'an lemedim otam miparshato shel rasha ze. And the idea that the word dvika, to cling to, is love, we learn from the wicked, horrible, heinous crime in our parsha, right? When Shechem takes Dinah forcibly, it says, "Vatidbak nafsho b'dina bat Yaakov." His soul clung to Dinah, the daughter of Yaakov. That's where we learn that the word dveika means love. Really? Bachashika, the word chashika, how do we know that form of desire means love? Because the verse says, Shechem b'ni chashika nafsho b'vitchem. My son Shechem, his soul desires your daughter. Bechafitza, that other term of desire, lo'aychar anah lasot davar ki chafitz bevat Yaakov. It says, Shechem didn't detain, he did things quickly, for he desired the daughter of Jacob. So the three terms of love we derive from Shechem and Dinah. Shemeparsha zo'an ulmedim shegim leshonot hem leshonot shel chiba. That's where we learn that these three terms are three terms of love. So we should stop here to be continued, right? Yeah. What's going on here, right? Velechora tamua davar. So the Rebbe of Slonim says, boy, that seems strange. Shemeparshato shlo torsha alenu lilmod al davar hakadosh biyoter. We take the story of the wicked Shechem, and from there we derive about the most holy union, the connection of God and Israel. That's where we're going to learn it from. החיבה שחיבב הקדוש ברוך הוא את ישראל ולא מעניין יותר מקודש. That's where we learn about God's love for Israel, not from something holier. ועצם הדבר צריך ביאור. And in truth, the whole story of Shechem and Dinah requires further clarification. לשמה אכן כתבה התורה הקדושה את כל הלשונות שדבקה חשיקה וחפצה. Why in fact does the Torah spell out all these different terms of desire that Shechem had for Dinah? Why does the Torah go to such length? Od yesh ledayek alashon bapsukim elu. Shebekulam nizkar retzono bevat Yaakov. We also have to look more closely at these verses because the Torah reiterates his desire, his connection to the daughter of Jacob. What does it say? Vatidbak nafsho bevat Yaakov. His soul connected to the daughter of Jacob. Shechem b'ni chashka nafsho b'vitchem. The father says, my son Shechem, his soul desires your daughter. V'lo echar anah lasot davar ki chafetz bevat Yaakov. He was quick to do it, for he desired the daughter of Jacob. Why are we always talking about her as the daughter of? Ma kesho yal chefzo b'dinah im Yaakov ha'shvatim. Why is his desire for Dinah connected to her brothers, to her father, to the fact that she was their daughter? Shayal olomar v'tidbak nafsho. Bidina should have said, his soul clung to Dina. If it's all about Dina, if that's what his love was for, maybe we should even call it lust. So then, what's the stress in the fact that she's the daughter of? So what's going on here when we find this defiled lust, and suddenly we're told this desire is for the holy daughter of Jacob? My high. The yesh leva'er. So we can explain al pi madita ma'ari kadosh b'likutei Torah. In the holy Ari's work, Likutei Torah, it says, Sheshchem haya nitzotz menishmat Adam arishon. That within this vile creature called Shechem, there was a spark of the soul of the first man, of Adam. Uvemakom acher ita b'likutei Torah, Sheshchem haya nishmat Rebbe Chanina ben Tradion. And elsewhere, the Ari writes that Shechem's soul was represented later by the great Rabbi Chanina ben Tradion. Rabbi Hanina ben Tradion, one of those that were the 10 martyrs assassinated by the Romans, tortured to death. His daughter was taken and put in a brothel. His wife was tortured to death. וכמרומז בפסוק וארץ הנה רחבת ידיים. When they speak to Yaakov, they say, look at the land, it's so broad, there's room for everyone. So Rachavat is the acronym, Rabbi Hanina ben Tradion. In the few words we have that Shechem speaks, we have an allusion to this concept. V'chenita d'Shechem, and it also says that the name Shechem is an acronym. Shem Kevod Malchuso. That's Shechem. V'haynu sheshorosh nishmato sheshechem haya mimkom gavoa biyoter. Shechem originated from a much holier place. He had potential. Shechem's soul initially came from much higher, from higher places. Al pizesh yesh davin kol haparsha sheshechem medina. And once we have that introduction, we can start understanding the story of Shechem and Dina. We have on tradition from the Baal Shem Tov, שבאמת אין רע יורד מן השמיים. The Baal Shem Tov taught that one thing a Jew has to remember, nothing evil comes down from heaven. שמן השמיים יורד רק טוב. Heaven only gives forth good. וכאשר מתעוררת באדם מידת אהבה רעה, הרי זה באמת לטובה. And when a person is aroused to love that which is evil, so then you should know that ultimately it's supposed to lead for good. שנתנו לו מתנה מן השמיים את מידת אהבה, in heaven they gave him this capacity to love. כדי שיכניס באהבה של קדושה. And the capacity to love can be guided. A person wants to love, a person wants to connect, but it's up to him. Where will he apply that desire? לאהוב את הקדוש ברוך הוא, to love Hashem, לאהוב את התורה, to love the Torah, לאהוב ישראל, to love Israel. Now this might seem foreign to you, so I'll just give you an example on the opposite side of the spectrum, and then maybe we'll start seeing this side of the spectrum. You ever see someone get upset, like a teenage girl goes into her room and yells, I hate you, mom and dad, and I hate this house, and I hate the car, and I hate the school, and she can go on for 10 minutes about all the things she hates. Really? Or does she feel like spewing forth all the hate that she feels, and now she'll aim it at 15 different things, like a machine gun, anything that gets in her way, right? Honey, you want lunch? I hate lunch. Okay. But it goes the other way too. A person can arouse within themselves, or a person can be given the capacity to be loving, to be accepting, to be a connecting person. And then it's a question of who they will connect to. You see it most with children. There are children that are happy to connect to anyone. You see it, wave at everyone. We have a kid who's at that stage now where he hugs everyone. So there's an Arab guy coming to collect the garbage, and he runs over to him and he hugs his leg. And we're standing there like, what are you doing? And he's, no, he's just like smiling at him. He's ready to connect to anyone. Anyone and everyone. It doesn't have to be only with kids. If we would be more open to it, and we could be that way too. You'll notice every so often, you don't see it often, but every so often you see someone like that. Someone who's warm and friendly and accepting, and it seems like they like everyone. I would say Rav Bikon, but okay, maybe I'm not supposed to say that, okay. But I don't know, to my mind that's the way I see him. Back to the Baal Shem Tov. אלא שבהשתלשלות המידה ירדה ונפלה לתכלית התאומה ונהייתה אהבה נפולה. So from heaven they give a person capacity to love. He wants to love, he wants to connect, but on the way down, it like trips. And then the guy channels it for defiled things. And then it becomes a love that's fallen. אך שורשה ומשורש הקדושה. But the root is really from holiness. And that's exactly what happened with Shechem. In essence, that desire that Shechem has stems from a real desire to connect. It stemmed from that spark of holiness that was in him. Because in fact, we see that Dina was destined to marry someone wicked. Remember, in heaven she could have married Esav. Ah, but no. But Shechina had that potential. Shechina was the top NCS wire. She was the top girl in Bnei Akiva. Shechina was destined to marry someone who... Oh, you guys ever read 1001 Arabian Nights? So there you have this fantastic girl who's always the king marries a girl and every night he kills her. And then he marries another one and kills her. And finally, there's one girl who says, I want to go. And she goes and marries the king. And she tells him a story. And she doesn't end the story at the end of the night. And then he doesn't want to kill her the next morning. So he doesn't take another wife. She says, I'll continue tomorrow. So the next night she continues another one and starts. She finishes that one, starts another one, and doesn't end it in the morning. And that's how she keeps going, telling him stories. And at one point, her sister asks her, do you love him? So she says, it's a sin to kill, and it's a sin to hate. It's not a sin to love. It reaches a point where he's about to kill her, and her sister comes in and tells the king, you know, I once asked her if she really loves you, and the king runs at her and says, and what'd she say? Does she love me even though I killed all those other women? So she said, the sister says, well, what she said is, it's a sin to kill, but it's not a sin to love. And it's not a sin to love someone who killed. So yeah, she said she does love you. And that's like the end of the story, more or less. If I remember correctly, it's been a number of years. At any rate, back to our story. So, what?
No point to read that one.
No point to read that one now. Right. Okay. Killed the story for you. coming back to our story. So, Dina was built to marry someone who was not the perfect gentleman, but she would make him so. She had the capacity to turn a person around. And she would have loved the person who she turned around and built a beautiful family with them. And so from heaven, when Dina was precluded from Esav, so then Shechem was aroused. And Shechem was aroused because that could have been a good marriage. It could have worked out right if he would have followed through correctly. Elahu orid zot letumah, but he took that desire, he sees Dina and he's interested, and he doesn't behave like a normal human being. He runs after his desires and fulfills his desires in the most defiled way. And that's why the pasuk alludes to another connection with Shechem. Because what happens is he brings her home and suddenly he realizes it's not only lust. I do love this girl. He was right. He could have married her. Had he played his cards right, this would have worked. Vatidbak nafsho b'dina bat Shechem. His soul really connects to Dina. There's a real connection there. All three terms are true. Shechem really loves her. The Torah is alluding to the idea that this shidduch was made in heaven. Dina and Shechem could have and should have gotten married. And when Shechem is all excited over her, it's not just an external excitement. Oh, he raped her, so now he's excited over her. That's not the way it works. The Tanakh tells us the way it works. We have other stories of rape in Tanakh. And a minute later, they throw her like a used glove. You see it all throughout the Tanakh. Twice we have stories of rape in the Tanakh. Twice the same ending. The woman is discarded after she was used and abused. So, Amnon and Tamar, right? Amnon rapes his sister Tamar. And then the concubine on the hilltop. So you have two stories, and both times, zero connection. So why is Shechem suddenly so interested? Because it wasn't only that. Shechem was really interested. He acted improperly. But the Torah is alluding to this idea that he was really connected. That's why that parsha, which indicates True love, shaita b'shosha shpat chibah shekdusha mikoach hanshama kdusha shaita b'shchem. In truth, it was Shem's holiness that aroused him after her. Only he channeled it the wrong way. Had he gone to her father initially and said, you know, I'm interested in your daughter, had he tried to pursue it correctly, the shidduch would have worked. Anun medim al achivah shechibev hakadosh baruch hu Yisrael shubegim neshonot elu. So from there we learn about God's connection to Israel, three terms of love. If you look at those three terms, they seem to be three steps. Nefesh, Ruach, Neshama. Three types, three levels in a person's soul. Kidveika, when he speaks about connection, that's talking about nefesh. V'darkat veikai sheleitim hu davuk v'leitim eino davuk. Davuk means connect, but connect could be disjointed as well. V'en zo chibat tmidit. So the first type of love that we're describing is something that's not constant. Sometimes it's there, sometimes it's not. Guys, listen closely. In marriage, that's the first step that you reach. And you're shocked by it, because think you want to spend life together. Nope. When you're infatuated before you get married, so you're upset that you're not together all the time. Then you get married and you're happy to have a break. So the beginning is really dveikut. It's a connection, but it's a connection where it's good, but we couldn't spend the whole day together because we'd go crazy. Lemala mizeh dargat chashika shei baruach. Then the second term of desire, that's already speaking about a higher level of the soul, the ruach. K'mama v'chashukeim kasef shunyan chashika shidvekut yoter tedira, aval adayin en zot vekut midit mamash. The second term is a term called chashika, which is a type of connection that's more definitive. It's like links that connect, so they're connected. It's more permanent than things that are joined, like two Lego pieces that can be broken apart. But it's not really becoming one. When a malam is a dargat chafitza, then you have the term chafetz, which applies to the neshama. Shinyan chafitza or ratzon ratzon tmidi. Chafitza is a constant desire. Shu davuk tamid b'li efsek. That there's never a break, there's never a pause. Shezo b'chinat ki chafetz bevat Yaakov. And that's what Shechem already wanted. He wanted all three levels. V'anu shegimel arshonot shechibev HaKadosh Baruch Hu et Yisrael hem benefesh ruach v'neshama. So why does God use those three terms about us? It's saying that Hashem wants connection with us on our three levels of the soul. Nefesh, Ruach, Neshama. Shezot achlit advekut ben HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'Yisrael. Shekasher achibai benefesh, Ruach, Neshama, rei b'shlimut. When connection can permeate those three levels, that's a whole connection. Guys, it takes years. It doesn't happen in the beginning. In the beginning, you can't expect it. In the beginning, it's nice when you're together. Maybe you have Sheva Brachos, you have a vacation when you're together. But then, what most couples find is that Shabbos is too much time spent together. Come Matzei Shabbos, if they're going to spend Saturday night together, they want to go to the movies. Let's not talk. We've been talking all Shabbos long. You know, it's, most applications for divorce are on Sunday. Here in Israel. In Chutzlaritz, it's Monday. I'm serious, I'm not joking. Rav Mordechai Eliyahu said that. He said, most applications for divorce came in on Sunday, and he'd always push them off for Wednesday. And by Wednesday, at least the third weren't interested anymore. Because spending too much time together is difficult for couples, because most couples never outgrow this stage.
Retired people also
have... Yeah. Most people do not outgrow this. That's okay. You can maintain a marriage on this level. And that's fine.
Is it healthy to have a little space?
You need space, but I think most people don't outgrow this, and they can still have a happy marriage. Each person has to learn what space they need and what connection they need. There is a higher level of connection, though, but a person has to be ready to be there. Most people aren't ready, not the man nor the woman. They're not ready for a higher level of connection. Tachlit, huh?
How long have you been married?
Me? Not long enough.
Get that on,
I never do. No, I meant it in a good way. Back to our back to the Nativat Shalom. כמו שמצין זאת אצלכם שהשיג מידה זו לתכלית התאומה רחמנה לצלן, כך זה ישנו במקור הקדושה, שמקור הקדושה חיבת הקדוש ברוך הוא לישראל היא בכל גימל מדרגות אלו היינו בנפש רוח ונשמה. So the Nativot Shalom concludes and he says that Shechem took it all the way down. He took the three levels of connection and he applied them all through his defiled desires. But the truth is their root, like the Baal Shem Tov says, is really in a good place. Now this idea of the Baal Shem Tov, firstly, let's just conclude his thought. He's saying that's why the Torah uses those terms for the connection of God and Israel, because the terms are intrinsically good. The three levels of connection, and they had potential for good with Shechem and Dina. That's the thought that he brought us here. That leaves us a lot of food for thought. According to this, we have a totally new message in the story of Shechem and Dina. Ordinarily, people think you should learn from that about modesty. A girl has to be careful where she goes. You should learn from that about not delaying your vows. Yaakov got punished for delaying his vow. He takes it to a totally different place. He says, it could have worked. Shechem and Dina could have worked. And those different forms of desire, they're good. Connection, they're good. Yeah.
Remember this song about the Yaakovino? It's okay that he hid her, because that would be normal. Lace was a bit of a charlatan. But to nail her in, that was the problem. He nailed her in.
So let's discuss that in a few minutes in the parasha. You're right. We'll get there. So, I just want to take one point from what we learned that deserves more elaboration, and then Tivot Shalom will elaborate in later sections. This idea that everything that comes from heaven is good. It's only a question of where you apply it. So that's something to think about, this concept from the Baal Shem Tov.